2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 14. The Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." I want to preach on this thought this morning for just a few minutes, if God will be our help, on saved and sanctified. Saved and sanctified. As we see Paul's writings here, and he tells us to be, they said, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." He said, "For what fellowship hath righteous with unrighteous, and what communion hath light with darkness?" Amen. He said, so they should be a separation in our lives. Amen. They should be a salvation, praise God, should bring separation. Sanctification is that being set aside for the cause of Christ. Amen. That's just separation. Amen. Set apart. And praise God. We're set apart for salvation and service. Amen. Have you ever wondered if you why I just don't seem to be able to get anything done for Jesus? Maybe we've been saved, but we've never been sanctified. We've never been set aside for service. We've never set our side. We've never got on Jesus' side. Amen. Let's just say it that way. We got saved. We trusted, believe that Jesus died on the cross for us. We asked God to save us from our sins, our sinfulness, but we've never truly sanctified ourselves and put ourselves out there for Him. Amen? You say, "Well, preacher, I'm too backward. I'd never do that. I thought I was too." Hey, listen, 35 years ago, I'd have never thought about doing this right here. Amen? You couldn't have melted me down, poured me behind this pulpit. But thank God, I'm glad God come on my heart. Praise God, began to touch my heart. Wanted me. He said, and I had a desire, a strong urge to tell people about Jesus. I wanted them to see Christ in me, that blessed hope of glory. Praise God. And He began to use us. That's what He does for you. When we're saved and we're sanctified, when we set ourselves apart for the glory of God. Amen. We see the Word of God, how God speaks to us, and we see how the Word of God, how the Lord, He sends that power to separate the believer from his sin. We see that over in John chapter 17. Let me just give you a few of these right quickly, just to kind of set the stage this morning. He said, the Lord said in John 17:17, He said, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is true." So that's how sanctification takes place. It's the Word of God begins to speak to our hearts. Of course, we believe it, don't we? Amen. And God begins to change our life. Praise God. So God, the Word of God is the power to separate us from our sin. Amen. The Word of God, praise God. God the Father is the power to separate us, the believer, unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 in verse number 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse number 23. He said, "In the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved," watch this, "blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. So we get the power of the Word, praise God, is it can separate the believer from his sin. God the Father, praise God, the power to separate the believer unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And God the Son is the power to separate as the believer unto righteousness. Praise God. In Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 24 through 27, he says this, but in a nutshell it says, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He said through Jesus Christ, He has the power to separate us from the sinfulness of this world, so that there's nothing that's going to be there that's going to keep us, praise God, from looking like more like our Savior every day. That's a saved, that's sanctified for the glory of God. Not only does God the Son have the power to the believer to unto righteousness, but God the Holy Spirit has the power to separate the believer, praise God, unto salvation and service. This is where the rubber meets the road in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2 in verse number 13. The Bible says this, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." So we have it in a nutshell. God said, this is the way it is. God, praise God, the Word of God gives us the God of the Word. He gives us the Savior of the Word. He gives us the Spirit of the Word. And if you noticed, and I read in your hearing, it's the believer, praise God. It's that moves in the believer that makes the difference. Amen. I just hope this morning that you're a believer. I hope there's nobody in here from the littlest to the biggest, praise God, that's not a believer in the Word of God, that doesn't believe the God of the Word. Because that's what makes the difference. That's where the rubber meets the road, praise God. We see God moving in it. We see God moving around it, praise God. And we see it without that separation, without that sanctification, it's hard to have the kind of a fellowship with the Lord that He likes us to have. Now, listen, if you're saved this morning, you've been born again, I hope you've truly been born again. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, how do you know? Because the Holy Spirit dealt with your heart, showed you that you was an old sinner. Amen. Everybody in here, I believe, knows that we're just old sinners. You say, well, Preacher, I'm not an old sinner. Then you need to be saved because you're probably the worst of us. Amen. We're all old sinners. You say, Pastor, are you a sinner? Yeah, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Amen. If you're here today and you've been saved, you're a sinner saved by grace. Praise God. So we have that. If you've truly been born again, listen to me. You have a relationship with God. Hello? Amen? In other words, the Bible tells us, Brother Bobby, he said that we're a part of the family of God. If you've truly been born again, you've trusted Lord Jesus Christ, what He did on Calvary for you, then you are a part of the family of God. Amen? Now let me just say it this way. A lot of times, we're a part of the family. Amen? I'm part of the Massey family. So I need lots of prayers. That's a crazy bunch. Amen? Hey, don't laugh. Your bunch is a crazy bunch too. Amen? But hey, listen, no matter what happens, you're still a part of that family, right? Now, there may be things in your family that you don't agree with. Amen. Things that happen in your family, praise God, like in my family, that I just don't agree with. You might just say, sometimes things just ain't right. But that don't take you away from being part of the family. Amen. Come on. Amen. I mean, hey, it don't mean we ought to condone it. Amen. Praise God, we got to stand on what God says. We got to stand on truth. But hey, listen, that does not mean that they're not part of the family. Amen. But hey, the fellowship and the communion, amen, the fellowship and the communication might be a little bit difficult because of the way people are living. Amen. Come on. Folks in our families that we just can't fellowship with, we can't communicate with them because they're unbelievers. Because they're not living right. Amen. In other words, we can't go where they go and do the things they do because what they're doing, where they're going, what they're doing is not right. But they're still part of the family. Amen. We still require to love them. We're still required to encourage them. Amen. So we see that this separation from sin, this separation from iniquity, it keeps us praying. It doesn't take away our salvation. But it keeps us from having that fellowship and the communication with God Almighty. It closes down lines. People say, well, Pastor, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. It just seems I can't get a prayer through. Amen? You just got to ask the question, well, is there sin in your life? Are you doing things that you know is not pleasing to God? Amen. Come on now, stay with me. Look over at Isaiah. Let me just show you. Isaiah chapter 59. I'll read, you don't have to turn there. Isaiah chapter 59. The Bible says this. He said, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear." Amen. He said, the Lord's hand, his hand isn't short. He can still reach down to where sinners are. He can still save, praise God, those that's lost and undone, those that'll believe, praise God. He's still able to listen and to hear. Listen to what he says in verse number 2. He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Amen? He said, your iniquity, your sinfulness. He said, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Boy, what a situation to be in. Amen. He said, God, hey, God is there. God is there. His hand is not short. He can still save, praise God, from the guttermost to the uttermost. His ear is still inclined, praise God, to listen to what you have to say. He wants to hear from you, and he wants to hear from me, praise God. But the communication can be cut off, praise God, when we do the things that bring reproach to his name. As we told the kids, those things that break his heart and make him sad. Amen. It breaks that communication. He said he will not hear. So we got to believe that God, praise God, in order to have that relationship. We have it through that new birth, through being born again, praise God, putting our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but that fellowship and the communication, praise God, can be broken. I think what's happening in churches today, praise God, is the communication is broken. The fellowship is broken. The communication, praise God, it's not there. Amen. We don't even communicate anymore. Used to we had fellowship. And people like to stand around and talk and fellowship with one another. Amen. But everybody's in such a hurry. Don't have time to fellowship. Praise God. Listen, hey, listen. If you ain't got time to fellowship a few minutes here, you're going to be very disappointed when you get to heaven. There's going to be a lot of fellowshipping going on up there. I mean, there's going to be a lot of praising and worshiping, praise God, and giving God glory for all that He's done. So we've got to have that fellowship. We've got to have that separation, praise God. We've got to have we've got to be saved and sanctified. Set aside for the glory of God, praise God. Amen. Hey, without separation, you can have an influence, but you won't have the power. Amen? In other words, what I'm saying, you may have an influence, but it may be a wrong influence. We was talking about it down at Mother's. We've been spending a lot of time down there trying to be with her more as she goes through this deal that she's going with her health. And we've got to talk about how that fellowship, praise God, how people watch our lives. And they see what we're doing. They see how we act and how we react to situations. Amen? And if we ain't very careful, we can have an influence, but it's an influence that doesn't have no power or has the wrong influence. We need influence with the power of God, praise God, because of what we believe, who we believe in. Because we're saved and because we've set ourselves aside that God get glory out of our lives. Amen. You say, well, preacher, no, I just go to work and come home. Nobody sees me but the wife and the young'uns. Glory to God. Amen. Nobody sees me, preacher, but the children and my husband. There it is. Amen. Praise God, your life, praise God, your communication. The influence that you have needs to be an influence with power from on high. Praise God. You have to open your heart and let the Lord in. And any of that old negative stuff, praise God, we got to get rid of it. Come on now. Amen. There's so much negativity in the world today. We don't need it in our homes. And we definitely don't need it in the churches, praise God. We need the glory of God. People saved and sanctified, looking for a soon coming Savior in the power of a holy and righteous God. Amen. But you can have influence without power. You can have movement, amen, without any achievement. You can have movement. You can keep moving. Everybody, Daniel said in the last days we'd be running to and fro. Amen. Kind of like rats trying to flee a sinking ship. We'd run here and run there and we hit a lick here and a lick there. But what are we really achieving? When it's all said and done and that hearse rolls up to the cemetery, to your grave spot, what are you going to take with you? Amen. Got movement. We're moving. We're stirring. But what are we achieving? We ought to be lifting up the Lord Jesus and praising Him and giving Him glory for all that He does. because He's done so much for us. What a marvelous Savior that we have. Amen? Praise God. We try and we try, and we try to get it right. Amen? But we do it so many times without trusting in the Lord. See, we can try and try all we want till we put our trust in the Lord. We need help. You need help as well. We need all the help that we can get. Amen? And we need to put our faith and trust in the Lord. Because He's there. He can do, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul was almost blind, couldn't hardly see. His body was, praise God, all decrepit. But praise Lord, he pressed on for the good cause of Christ. He never let up. He never looked up. He kept praising God and giving Him glory. And God kept blessing him. Praise God, kept moving him forward. Glory to God. So that he could achieve those things that God put on his heart to achieve. Amen. Going yonder. Doing it for God's glory. Trying with the help of the Lord and not under our own power. Amen. Serving God. Amen. Without being separated, you can't serve God this morning. Hello? Without being separated, you can't serve God. You can try, you can serve and serve, but you'll not succeed. Success will be fleeting without the help of the Lord. He said, if we do things, we need to do it for God's glory. Paul said, we need to do it as if we're doing it unto the Lord. Amen. Those things that we do, lifting Him up, praising Him, and giving Him glory for what's taking place in our lives. I mean, I can see that, can't you? Amen. Praise God. Serving, praise God, with success. Doing it because we know from the Word of God that it'll bring glory to His name. It'll lift up Christ. And Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. Could you imagine everybody around you, everybody in your family, everybody in your home, everybody that you work with, that love the Lord Jesus Christ and seeking His appearing, lifting up His name and praising Him for all the goodness and all the mercy that He shows upon you, not afraid to tell it wherever you go. Amen. You say, preacher, if I done that, what would people think? They'd think, praise God, you're a Christian that you love Jesus. Amen. And before it's said and done, they'd know that there's a Savior that loves you too. Amen. Praise the Lord. You'd serve Him, praise God. It'd make a difference. There would be success in our lives. Amen. But praise God, without separation, without that saved and sanctified, we can't make that difference. Amen. We war. And we war a good war. We fight a good fight. Paul said, I fought a good fight. He said, I finished my course. Amen. He said, I didn't give up. He said, I didn't give in. He said, but we war in this world, praise God. We fight constantly, it seems like. Seems like we're always in a battle. Amen. That's what John said, or James said. Said we war and we fight amongst each other. But we do it to commit upon our own lust. The things that we lust for, the things that we desire for. But praise God, we can fight in war and all those things, but we'll not ever win. You'll never be a winner, praise God, when you fight in war, praise God, within yourself. We got to fight in war, praise God, with the help of an almighty God. The greatest warrior that ever lived was Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. He came as a spotless lamb to die for our sins. He's not going to stay that way. He's coming again. Hey, praise God. Praise the Lord as a victor. Praise His holy name. What a God. What a hope. Saved and sanctified for the glory of God. Set aside. Amen. He tells us in verse 15, Paul says of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. He said, what concord hath Christ with Belial? In other words, he said, is there an agreement between the Christ and the devil, Satan? Amen. Belial is a synonym for the devil and Satan. He said, what concord? What kind of agreement do they have? They don't. It breaks my heart. People say all the time, you try to witness to them, trying to get them to Christ, trying to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, how much Jesus loves them, how much God cares, how much the Lord wants them in His house. He wants them, you know, come in where they can come in together and be blessed and receive the bountiful things that God has for them. And they look at you between Beacon Bill and they say, well, me and God's got an agreement. Amen. God help their soul. God ain't got no agreement with man. Praise God. He offered salvation to whosoever will. Amen. He offered salvation. He offered sanctification. He offered to set us apart for His glory. But we have to determine whether we want to do that or not. Whether we want to receive it, praise God. We want to war that good war, praise God. Fight that good fight of faith with Jesus Christ, our Savior, on our side to help us. You can't do it by yourself. People try it all the time, but it don't work. He said, what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, an unbeliever? They're two different people. Amen? A believer and an unbeliever are two different people. One has trusted, put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the other hasn't. So one is running with Christ, one should be running with Christ, and the other is running all by itself. Amen. God help. He said, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. I'm talking about those that say, born again. As God has said, I would dwell in them. Who's dwelling in you today? Come on now. Think about it. Either Jesus, amen, who say, yeah, praise God, out of the mouth of babes. Who's dwelling in you today? Playing in the floor, and he heard that. Amen. You'd, hey, listen, glory to God. Who's living in you today? Jesus is. Amen. If it ain't Jesus, it's somebody else. Amen. It's old devil Slewfoot, that old deceiver of men, the accuser of the brethren. Amen. Either Jesus is living large in you, praise God, and you're saved and sanctified, going for the glory of God, praise God, looking for a portal out of here through Him one day. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. That's daily life He's speaking about. Hello? He's speaking about that daily life that we live, that day by day. He said, I'll dwell in you. He said, I'll walk in you. Listen to what he says. He says, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, he didn't say they might be or could be or ought to be. He said, they shall be my people. Amen. Amen. If we're saved and sanctified, praise God, then we belong to God. God is in us through the Holy Spirit. He walks in us, and He's ours, praise the Lord, and we're His. Amen. In other words, we made a commitment. Now, if you're here this morning and you're married, how many people's married? Amen. How many people's married and just don't want to admit it? I'm glad nobody's looking around. Maybe trouble at home tonight. Amen. You make that commitment. Amen. That's what salvation is. That's what sanctification is. It's making that commitment unto the Lord. It's saying, Lord, you know, I know I'm unworthy. I know I'm not fit. I know I can't do nothing by myself. And I need some help. Amen. That's what I said when I got married. I said, I need some help. Amen. I don't want to do this all by myself. So I asked my wife to marry me. Amen. And she said she would. And I knew, because I needed a bodyguard. I need somebody tough to walk with me. To take care of me, to have my back. Amen. Hey, she's little, but she's wiry. Thank God. But God's great big, praise God, and He's large and in charge. And He said we could walk with Him, and He'd walk with us. He'd help us along the way. What Paul had said in verse 17, he said, wherefore come out from among them. He's talking about those heathens, those idol worshipers, those unbelievers. Amen. I hope you're here today. I hope you're a believer. If you're not, you're in a good place to become one. Amen. There's no reason anybody should leave out of here lost. There's no reason anybody should walk out of here that's not been saved and born again. Amen. They said, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, and God had said, I will dwell in them and walk in them and be their God, and they shall be my people. He said, wherefore come out from among them, the unbelievers, and be ye separate from the unbelievers, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. How do you know what's clean and what's not? Because God said so. God tells us. That's why we get in the Word. That's why we glean and glean it out so we can know right from wrong. So we can receive that help that God has for us. Amen. And He said, I will receive you. And I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. I like this, saith the Lord Almighty. God said, you know what? I want to save you. I want to sanctify you. I want to set you aside. I want you to be mine. Praise God. Saved and sanctified. The difference that it makes. Amen. Praise God. Without separation unto the Lord, unto God from sin. Amen. Without separating ourselves to God from sin. Amen. We do that by the choice we make to receive Christ. And Christ begins to do those righteous works in us. Amen. The whole Christian life. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, he said, without that being saved and separated to Christ, he said, our whole Christian life is just wood, hay, and stubble. Amen. He said, just like wood, hay, and stubble. Look, let me just read that to you. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. We're right here close to it. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 11. He said, what? For other foundation can no man lay than that's laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the only foundation we have, right? Verse number 12 says, now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work, verse 13, shall be made manifest, for they shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Amen. See, I talked about that being saved, praise God. Saved by the glorious grace of God. Having that relationship with God. Getting into, but becoming part of the family of God. But praise God, it's through sanctification, it's through being set apart that we begin to earn those rewards, those glorious things that God has to give for us, that He puts on our account for when we get the glory. He says, goes on, he said, know ye not that you are the temple of God? In other words, he's asking a question. He said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? He's talking to believers. I think sometimes God just reminds us of that. That you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you. Amen. It's whether we let the Spirit of God have preeminence in our lives depends on how we act and react in this life. He said, if any man defile the temple of God. Now here, watch this. Here's what he's talking about. If any man defile the temple of God. In other words, do those things in the flesh that's displeasing to the Lord. Amen. Come on. That do those things in the flesh that we know are displeasing to the Lord. Him shall God destroy. Amen. I've said before, I believe there's premature graves out in these graveyards everywhere. Where people got saved, praise God, received Christ as their Savior, realized what Jesus done for you on the cross of Calvary. But we never separate ourselves and sanctify ourselves for the glory of God. And said he said, him will God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen. If you've been saved, born again, praise God. If you're not, you need to be. Amen. Come on this morning. If you're not saved today, it'd be a good day. The Bible said today is the day of salvation. Today's the day that we need to get saved, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. He said, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. So the Lord says, amen, praise God, that Christian life, he said, it's wood, hay, and stubble. Amen, those things that burn up. Praise God. But he said, it doesn't have to be that way. He said, if you separate yourself to the Lord, praise God, he said, that's gold and silver. He said, it's those precious things that can be tried for the fire, by the fire, and it'll stand up and you'll receive a reward. Amen? I don't know about you, I want to receive a little something so I can give it back to my Savior. Because He's done so much to me. Amen? So what are we saying? We're saying those that are saved and sanctified, those that are set apart. Amen. Praise God. The abundant life, a life that's full and free, a life that's full of joy, praise God, is one that's established on the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is salvation, faith in that took place. But an abundant life, praise God, is made a reality whenever we're saved and sanctified. When we realize what God's done for us, we realize what we can do for Him. It's when we separate ourselves, when we set ourselves aside for the glory of God. Amen? And then folks can begin to see Christ in us. Amen. And then they can see the goodness of God, and we can show them the love of God, and we can show them compassion and love and hope and peace and joy that comes from knowing the Lord. We get so burdened down with stuff in this world that we get discouraged and we kind of defer back to self. Amen. We defer back to self and we say, well, you know, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Bible says the abundant life, praise God, is a life that trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in all situations, and says, Lord, I know Your will be done, and it'll be all right. God, that You'll get the glory. Amen. And praise God. And I can let my little light shine so that the people around me, this world that I live in, will know that I'm saved and I'm sanctified, I'm set aside for Your glory. Amen. So I can lift You up and praise You when things don't seem to be going right or when everything's just totally going wrong. I can just praise You anyway. Because salvation, praise God, doesn't depend on what happens. It depends on, praise God, what Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary and the blessed hope that we have in Him. Now, I've told you before, hope is faith with a higher expectation. Amen? I've got a high expectation this morning of higher things, loftier lofts. Amen? Praise God. Higher expectations of where things is going to be one day in a little while. As we're passing through here, we're journeying in this journey called life. We're looking for God to manifest Himself. And He said, if you'll look and you'll realize, He said, I already have. I've already manifest myself to the world. He said here in our text, He said, come out from among them, the unbelievers, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Amen. He said, it's time to make a decision. It's time to choose whose side we're on. Amen. That God could get the glory. And He said, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. Amen. Wouldn't it be good to have a heavenly father? In case you didn't know it, He said, that's where all the good things come from. Hey, come, that all good things come from the Father light to us who believe. Amen? Glory to God. I'm glad I know where my glory comes from. I know where the help comes from. I know where my hope comes from. Praise God. I know where my confidence comes from. It comes from the portals of glory. It comes from the throne room of grace. It comes from the Lord God of heaven who looks down upon me and sees me as I am, Brother Billy, but loves us anyway. Amen. He's in us and He's there to encourage us along the way. Difficult and trying times come our way. Work and home and relationships. Amen. They're difficult. Amen. They're difficult. They're hard. Sometimes you wonder, what's the use? Amen. You can get discouraged. You can want to quit. You can want to just give up. But the Bible says, he says, listen, said, if you'll just get saved and sanctified, set yourself aside. He said, just let me be your Lord and your Savior. Let me be your shepherd, your chief shepherd, your master shepherd. Let me lead you, praise God, and I'll lead you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Praise God, you switch. It's like an old train when it goes through that switch. It switches tracks. And you're running on the glory line. Amen? Praise God. There may be some bumps and dips and swerves and curves in the road. But praise God, when you get to running on the glory line, you get to running, praise God, with the engineer, praise God, that knows every hump and bump. Praise God, knows exactly where you're at. And praise God, can be your comforter along the way. I don't know about you. I don't know what I'd do without Him. But I'm telling you this morning, I ain't going to try. Because I know the Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He saved me. And I told you before, there was a time in my life, I'll just be honest with you. I was saved, but I wasn't sanctified. I was in a process, but I hadn't made that determination within myself. Amen. It finally got from my head down to my heart one day. I said, you know what? There needs to be a change in my life. I'm saved when I appreciate salvation, but Lord, I need to be sanctified. I need to be set aside. I need to begin to do things to bring glory to your name. I want people to take their eyes off of me, and I want to put your eyes on you. I want to see Jesus, the greatest one that ever lived, praise God, the keeper of our souls. He came to seek and to save those that was lost. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Praise God, I want that God. I want everybody to have that. But the better than that, He wants everybody to have that. Seek and save the lost. Who are the lost? Everybody was lost. He said there's none righteous, no, not one. He said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I mean, there's none of us perfect. There's none of us fit for heaven. But Jesus Christ made it that way. He said saved and sanctified for God's glory. Amen. Set apart this morning. So we can say, Lord Jesus, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. And Lord, I just want to come before You. I want You to just set me aside, begin to use me. I want to set myself aside for You. And I want You to help me. Take away this old flesh that I live and put me in praise God, realize that I am Your temple. I want You to live in me, Lord, but I don't want You to live in me. I want You to live in me large. Amen? I want You to have the full aspect of me. I want You to have every fiber of my being. That's a hard give. Amen? It's hard give. It's hard to do that. It's hard to commit yours, make a commitment like that. Amen? So that's what's wrong with the world today. That's what's wrong with relationship, because we're not willing to make that commitment. Amen? So God can get the glory. But when you make that, boy, it makes you feel so much better. It gives you that assurance. It gives you that confidence. Praise God. When I accept Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, I realize I was His and He's mine. But when I sanctify myself, when I set myself apart, when I said, Lord Jesus, I'm Yours. On that riverbank down there at work, when I finally gave in to the call to preach, boy, I'd run for almost 4 years. I was crazy. My wife was crazy. Amen. She wanted to kill me. But I said, Lord, I can't do this no more. I'm so tired of running. I'm so tired of fighting against You. I'm so tired of praying and begging, Lord, for You to pick somebody else, choose someone else. It's a wonder He didn't, but He didn't. And here I am today. But I got down and said, Lord, I'm tired of it. And I need You to help me. Lord, You saved me by Your marvelous grace. Lord, I want You to just use me. I'm not nothing, but praise God, I'll just be a vessel unto You. This will be Your temple. And I want You to just live in it in a big way. And He began to change me. It wasn't instantaneous. It was just a little at a time. And He's still working on me. Amen. This sanctification problem, He's still working on me a little every day. And I want Him to. Amen. Praise God. It brings joy to my soul that when I open the book and I can see that these things, it's just not right. These things is contrary to Him. And He shows me that and He begins to mold me and make me. You see, He's the potter and I'm the clay. And I'm on the potter's wheel. Amen. That's what sanctification is. Set aside, put yourself on the wheel and say, Lord, I want You to mold me and make me into what You would have me to be. That You would get glory out of my life. That one day when I pull up on the streets of glory, amen, when I pull up on the streets of glory, that You can look at me and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Will we be perfect? No. We'll never be perfect. But praise God, He knows and He sees that we're putting forth an effort to be pleasing to Him. We're listening to Him. And we're moving in the direction that He wants us to go. And He begins to bless us and help us and move us along. So that one day, praise God, we'll pull up over and He say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Praise God, won't that be something? Amen. And He'll welcome us into glory. Praise His holy name.